the second meeting of this design group. Briefly go through the notes of the last meeting. Just done in note form, and I haven't attributed anything to individuals because we're working strictly as a team here, and everybody's working equally. So we saw that the problems with existing remote controls were a boring shape and boring colour, and we saw that the what we needed to do was to make sure that the device controlled several items, that switching was easy, that you shouldn't need to point the thing at anything in particular, that it needed to be console to make it interesting, that the keys might be concave, simply because that hasn't been done before that we know of, so the interchangeable fascias so people can personalise it, illuminated so that we can see it in dark rooms, that people might want it as in addition to their existing remote controls, and that it should just always work whenever you use it, and that it shouldn't be too small, that it gets lost. I'll shortly ask for three presentations. Before I do that, however, I will go through some new project requirements that the management have placed on us, and will be challenging in terms of what we discussed at the first meeting. The management has had its own thoughts on this, and but they don't necessarily agree with what we thought. And then we'll, as a result of that, we will then talk through the functions that we see the device actually carrying out. And we have 40 minutes to do this in. And I, okay. Now, the new requirements are the management team see that teletext is no longer of any importance given the rise of the internet, and that they want it only to cover televisions. Now, what is not quite clear from their directive is whether they mean they didn't want it to cover teletext, or whether they didn't want it to cover videos, DVDs, satellite boxes, which we saw as being fundamental to the exercise. The actual wording of the directive is that it should cover television only, and on that basis, I think we need to bear that in mind, but certainly keep it back to the minds, the reality that people, even with no longer the teletext anymore, then it's certainly look at other things. The device has to incorporate the company logo and colours. The logo being at the bottom of the screen there, the two R's in grey against a yellow background. Now this doesn't necessarily mean that we have to give up some of our ideas about making it attractive to the market, but do introduce some constraints as to how we might do that. It also has to be simple, which to some extent goes along with the first one, and that we've already said that it must be simple, because that's what people want anyway. But they also want it to be simple to get it to the market quickly, which is their choice, but we need to talk that through. that's a meeting summarised and the notes sent out and the etc. Okay, so we'll first of all have individual reports from everybody. Again, there is no order of precedence here, so I'll leave it up to you to who thinks they'd like to go first.
I'm first.
Fine.
I've got a steel cable.
Oh, sorry, you can't move.
How do I start there?
Oh, you click on the one that looks like a projection screen at the bottom of the right of that.
Yeah. Cool. This is from transparency from the guys down in the research lab. 200 people covered all the aspects of what this needs. And people on what they want to see. Everything kind of from functionality and how individual functions are, how often they're used and everything necessary and stuff. And general opinions about current ones. I see that. That's where you kind of notice 75% of people find the remote controls ugly. So some kind of new style should be incorporated. It's less ugly. Along with looking at something, it looks better. 8% people said they'd spend the money on it. Which is a plus for us if you can make it better at the cost of it. If you can put a price on. Currently, it does not match the operating behavior of the user. I can take that to mean as you only work with the television, or like on Mac a lot, I've got six remote controls for our stereo system, a digital box, a DVD player, video player, TV, phones. My behavior is to use multiple things at the same time, and multiple remotes aren't really match well to my behavior. again, 75%. 75% use safely is up a lot higher. We use it regularly rather than standing up to manually change channels or volume settings. And I think the big issue is 50% use only is 10% of buttons. Because we've got remote that, like, or some buttons different for all the times, but. Some of the functions like audio settings are hardly used and aren't considered relevant by users. So maybe hear buttons, we should also make design looks bigger. Frustrations of like people losing the control. Other maybe some kind of system, or if you press a button on the TV, or maybe that's just have to incorporate too, but like some kind of system where you can use something else to find remote control. Like LED or something. And the time taken to learn new remote controls is, if you want to make it too complicated, it's easy to use for first time users stuff. And perhaps it's very injury. It's supposed to make it more comfortable and make it possible you can use, have to make it. Yeah, your buttons like assume that it will make the most idea of it. So you're quite comfortable. Maybe you don't even have to hold it such.
There must be some teddy addicts out there if they get RSI from their television devices on having a study.
But it also asked if we would people be able to speech records, and young people say we would. And there was another section on the report for LCD displays, but the data wasn't there, so I don't actually know what the results for that were. So maybe it prevents the later meeting, but yeah.
I must say that the equipment box for the phone service I was using the other day, but that had sort of speech recognition, which worked remarkably well, so that is indeed a.
And
it cuts out
of it. RSI.
I was just going to say, you can't get a lot of RSI, you just get jaw rogue. Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so possibly the speech recognition is possibly something we can add into there. Oh, I've got some other things that couldn't fit onto this presentation. See, that's something. It's a service thing, I read out to you. Functionality. Like people's opinions on functionality, the relevance to remote and how often they're used. So like the power using it to switch the power switch on TV is higher relevance of 9, but it's not frequently used. You see what I mean? Whereas channel selection, which is very high relevance, is used the most. So we can maybe even start to cut down on, or I was supposed to be thinking of a design that maybe some of the buttons are hidden from everyday use, maybe like a folding lid or something, so that we can maybe go into the channel settings and the audio settings, which are low relevance and rarely used, and keep the volume selection and channel selection very easily.
It could be, I was just going to say, maybe like the flip phones that they use. Have you seen the new mobile phones that flip out and they have the like texting and then the numbers on one side? So you could have the most used buttons on top and flip it out or something.
It slides back and the buttons are
Yeah.
We actually bite the bullet here. If people really don't use those buttons to any extent at all,
just remove them
altogether.
That might be there.
We actually have. You can actually have a remote control with I wonder whether we could get a remote control with no buttons at all if we went for voice recognition. Given that the age structure we were looking at. We had usage by age structure. What we didn't have was what proportion of people using remotes were in those particular age groups. Do we know whether the 45 to 55 age group, I have to put myself right in the middle of it, use remote controls to a great extent?
And this for any more to speak
right. Right. So we're looking at, we don't know the relative proportion, the relative numbers in the age groups.
Yeah, that's true.
But if we wanted something different, truly different, then the button must remain control.
Well, the only problem I can think of with that is if you've got a lot of people that don't want to be bothered learning how to use new remote controls, if you just kind of take away everything that they're used to knowing, that's going to be quite a change.
But if you just lift it up and say channel 1, or BBC,
you could even just have it left on.
Maybe.
Just put it down once on top of your TV and never have to.
Yeah, have it be kind of like the satellite box or the cable box and have it just go on the TV, and then it doesn't matter where in the room you are, you won't lose it.
I can see technical problems with that in terms of the sound from the television. Because if somebody actually on the television says, ITV and you're watching BBC, then it might. Change itself, so it probably needs to be.
That's true.
Possibly actually need a button on it just to activate it, or something just to identify that you've lifted it up in its use, and then just say, I don't know, thoughts, and then I mean, that would certainly be truly different. Because the audio setting was 0.8%. And if they weren't there, would people miss them?
But look at the importance of them, the volume settings.
Rather to 2.8 yeah.
For a volume, yes.
They're not used often, but they are quite important when they're used.
We need to identify things that people actually need, and it's a function of frequency and relevance. And I would say ignoring power for the moment. The channel and volume, we've been told to ignore teletext.
Yeah.
Channel and volume are the only ones that would appear to be essential. So if we can design something that looks interesting, or looks different, incorporates the logo and the colours, and we can still have our interchangeable fascias, even if it's the yellow and grey, are there no buttons or buttons as an option?
I just have that to center.
Yeah.
We're saying about technical problems of like someone on television saying channel number and it changes. We can maybe have like an activation word. I've seen some people on computers before where you address the remote, you address the computer, and then
it depends whether if you want to make this so simple that anybody can walk into the room and lift it up and say, BBC One. Okay, you could actually print it on the device itself.
I'm saying the point of view of you could still lose this.
That's always been a problem, I think. And that's I suppose one. Make it so desirable that if people lose it, they can go out and buy another one. Anyway, so carry on. What should we just carry on with? In the middle of your report today.
Well, I was just kind of wrapping up there. Yeah, I was thinking, six things that are relevant, we can make things much more. But I think the 80% people will spend more on a remote that looks better, combined with. Decrease the or take out the limited functions that we don't really use much. Well, we already take it to our text, but as on channel settings and stuff, it might turn some people that want the whole functionality away. But since if we're marketing them we're kind of fashionable approach, then it would be fashion over practicality.
Because we can make it dual function, we have voice recognition and still have buttons on it.
We could even have it as the buttons control this and the voice function control the things that you would do all the time. So
certainly could.
So we could power on channel selection and volume selection. We don't have to really.
Yeah, I mean the advantage of doing away with the buttons altogether is it makes things cheaper.
Yeah, and probably it would look better as well.
It certainly opens up the possibility for making it visually very distinctive.
Yeah.
Because it does not have to be a oblong box.
Mm-hmm. Lined with a number of buttons.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry, have you been given that we've already had an extensive discussion.
Well, I can do mine. Yeah, let's see if I can make this work. Function and F something. Oh.
Okay.
Is that doing it?
okay with 27%.
Okay. Oh, okay. Okay, so this is just about the technical functions. So the method I looked online for examples of other similar products, and then just kind of was trying to brainstorm some possible design ideas and identify what the necessary things are, what people are, what you really want to have a remote control do. And then there are two different kinds that I found. There's a user-centered one and an engineering-centered one, which I will have pictures of, and then we kind of have to decide which one this should be. So these are the two different ones. This one, this is the user-centered. It has quite a few fewer buttons. And then this is the engineering-centered, which has a lot more buttons. And probably this is one that people complain about having too many buttons that you don't use. So basically, what a remote control is it's to send messages to the television set, you know, turn on, off, switch the channels and the volume and things such as that. And so for this product, it's going to be television only, and then it has to have the logos for the company and the colors. And so for my personal preferences, I think this one is easier to use. It has quite a, you know, fewer buttons. We want something that sends messages easily to the television, and I was kind of wondering about this example that they have. It looks kind of narrow at the top, and I was thinking maybe if it were wider at the top, then that would be easier. And so we have to decide what's going to make our product different, the unique style, maybe have it light up so it's visible in the dark, the changeable faceplates, and the lighting up invisible. When we were talking about losing it, maybe to have a button on the television that you press, and it, maybe if it makes a noise or lights up or something like that, so it's easier to find if someone has hidden under the couch or something like that. So that's my presentation. Yeah.
Okay. Can I? I'm actually going to use the technical forms over here. I'm actually going to use the.
They probably clip to you.
Yeah, they're not connected to any of the
the traditional. In fact, I wouldn't go that far. Something like this shape, you know, sort of something that you can, sort of a more vertical shape, that you can sort of hold in your hand, such as, so you hold it like that, possibly with a couple of buttons like that, but with the entire top, with the, you know, the infrared or whatever source, so that, you know, it's flying in all directions, so that again, we need to look at the technicalities of actually achieving that in terms of whether the, you know, the power requirements of the such a source compromise the our need for it being permanently available, whether different technology, all these lamps are presumably infrared, like they have been for a long time, but we possibly need to be looking at something different, short range, not like the older radio remote controls where you can change next door's telly and change yours. But I think basically, if minimum number of buttons is our priority, then we should, as I say, really bite the bullet and reduce the buttons to absolute minimum, possibly with backup channel the volume buttons and on off, and nothing else. So that it could almost end up like that, because again, except that the risk of losing it. Anyway, okay. So Kate, what are your thoughts on this?
Which one's this Kevin? I think it's there. Could you see on your screen? Oh, yeah. That's kind of strange.
Oh, well, anyways. Okay, yeah, so I'll just do my presentation on the working design. Just at the initial method of how the remote control works. The basic function of the remote control is to send messages to another system, the TV or the DVD player or whatever. It does this by what we need to start off with an energy source. And this energy source will feed into an integrated circuit chip. And the circuit chip is the part that actually composes the different messages within the remote, and which will then be sent to the television, the DVD, to tell it what to do. And you use the user interface, which controls the chip and thus the messages. And the user interface, that's basically just the design of the actual remote, which will hold in hands, and what buttons will be on it. Just general findings. What we need, technically speaking, for remote control is some sort of energy source. Some sort of user interface, which I think we've mostly been talking about the user interface and the design of that. A circuit chip within that to control and send the messages, and a sender and receiver. And it's just sort of a little schematic diagram of what we're looking for. This is just kind of represents the energy source, which feeds into the circuit chip. Which maybe then we can have that be into a switch, which can send signals to a subcomponent onto a light bulb to light up once you start pressing buttons. Also send signals to the infrared bulb, which will be the part that actually sends signals to the television, and then you've got your happy little TV watcher there. So my personal preferences, I just think we need sort of big energy source that won't die out, perhaps some sort of rechargeable battery or a battery dock you can place in so it constantly be charged. You wouldn't have to be worrying about running out of batteries and not changing channels for you. A wide range of sender receiver so that you can hit the buttons from basically anywhere in the room and the channel will still be changed. Also definitely a user-friendly interface. And I think we've also mentioned adding a locating device on it, so when it does get stuck under the couch cushions, as they normally do, you can find them easily. And that's pretty much it.
Okay. So it seems to me there are a number of fundamental decisions to make before we... I think your point about the big energy source is a very valid one. I don't suppose we've got any statistics on the life expectancy of remote controls, particularly sort of independent ones. Given the number of things you buy these days, there's a lithium whatever battery in that's never needs replacing, perhaps we should have the disposable remote control no long sort of typical usage. The battery will last 5-10 years, by which time, I mean, when all said and done, the digital television will be taken over in that time scale. Perhaps we should reduce the moving parts even more by not even having a battery compartment. And
just having one that's guaranteed to last 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, and if anybody manages to run it down, you can give them a new one.
Fair enough.
It's, you know, it's what it saves in cost, and, you know, there's a, well, it's actually not a gimmick, and it's hardly a gimmick, it's very practical. So I think, you know, the idea of a rechargeable one is, unless you get really high tech and it sort of recharges itself if it's by magnetic waves or whatever.
It can have like a, you know, cordless one has, so it's got like a base that's
yeah,
there on that.
Yeah, are people really going to use it though?
Yeah, people will, I would think that people might forget. I mean, people forget to put their cordless phones back on there, so.
Yeah, it's, I mean, I don't know, sometimes my wife goes out in the morning and says, oh, should I put the phone on to charge? And she's had those for so long that she hasn't worked that thing by now.
I only remember to charge my cell phone when the battery dies.
Yeah.
When it's dying is the problem.
When it turns itself off, that's
yeah.
When I plug it in.
Yeah, right, so. What do we think about the permanent battery?
I think that's a good idea.
That's pretty good. You know, we are really going to the ultimate in sort of external simplicity here. You know, cut costs in the manufacturing, and if you have a high tech interior, then that may well be cost effective.
Do they make batteries that last that long?
I mean, certainly, I can't think of anything off the top of my head, but there are certainly things that you buy, and calculators, for example.
They usually have a little light source.
Yeah, they have the little solar.
Yeah, the little cells that.
So, well, some do. I mean, there are battery models that are you know, sort of permanently sealed.
Yeah.
And in fact,
most of them, don't they have sort of a combination of the two? Like when there is light, they'll work off the light, and then if there isn't, they'll hook into this battery. So you can maybe do something like that, whereas there is a battery, but if there's enough light, then it's using the light, so it's not actually draining the battery all the time, but you will have the battery there for...
Yeah, and this needs going into the technology of it. I mean, the actual time that the remote control is actually operating, I would think, is probably no more than minutes in its entire life.
I mean, it's
some people
using it.
Yeah, some people are.
People getting RSI from it.
Yeah.
They're clicking a lot. Yeah.
That's but looking at the wrong market.
Like this market research thing says number of times per hour that's used translates to 168 times per hour.
Yeah.
Per hour? Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I've missed that. That does sound excessive.
But then if the amount of, you know, not the use, it's like, it's less than a second.
Yeah.
Well, that's right, and I don't know whether the signal lasts as long as you actually keep the button pressed, or whether it's disturbed, sort of tenth of a second, no matter how long you press it for. I don't actually know.
So I think with digital TV, like I know on my cable box, you're not supposed to do that because the channel can't keep up with it if you just press it like that. So you're supposed to use the menu and go through the different channels that way instead of...
Right, so I've got a message that says 5 minutes. I don't know how long that appeared.
Uh-oh.
Right, so I need to sum up very quickly here. We're looking at extreme simplicity. We're looking at a radically different shape. Possibly no buttons at all, but if you can incorporate channel change and volume buttons into the design, then that's fine. Indeed, I mean the role of the user interface designer becomes more important here because you know, shape is no longer a serious constraint. But we clearly only need the main buttons, or clearly only need the main functions. I don't see why we shouldn't go for voice recognition. The only buttons that I think we need are channel control, volume control, and on off. summarise what we've discussed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So,
I just have one question.
Yeah.
So are we doing just the television? Are we doing...
We are doing just the television.
So not DVD
no.
players? Okay, okay.
I think that's quite clear from the information that we've been giving you.
Okay.
That's one I sent you, which was my interpretation
okay.
What came down from the head office. That's there. Okay, so we'll give some thought to that.